祝福。
I'm so grateful for the worship team that they sang that song, He Will Make a Way.
我非常感谢我们今天的这个这个诗赞美诗班哈，唱的这样，神给我们开道路。
Because I think in many ways that song shares the spirit of this text that we just read.
因为我觉得很多地方这条歌跟我们今天要讲的信息这个经节是息息相关的。
There are times in our life when we feel overwhelmed with our circumstance and situation.
有很多时候我们生命中遭遇一些让我们觉得好像很危机很大的一些事情。
And the great hope that we have as believers is that there's nothing impossible for God.
然后我们信徒的最大的希望就是在神没有难成就的事。
No matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is able to lead us through and able to have victory over.
不管是怎么样的状况，神都能够带领我们走过死荫的幽谷，从我们带到一个胜利的地方。
And so that song just captured that spirit and that sense of what this text is going to talk about.
所以刚刚那首《神给我们开道路》就充分的代表了我们今天要讲的信息。
I want to give just a little bit of background to the text so that we understand the context of what we're listening to or what we're reading.
所以我给大家一点稍微一点背景，让大家稍微能够明白我们今天讲的是。
Israel was in captivity in Babylon.
以色列已经南国已经灭了，被掳到巴比伦。
And they believed that their hope was gone.
他们认为他们一切的希望都已经消失了。
In fact, they believed that they would never ever again see Israel.
他们认为说他们永远永远。再不能够回归故国，再看到以色列。
And you know the significance of Israel is that it's more than just the promise that God had given to His people that it would be their inheritance.
你知道以色列国不只是神给他们的应许，是他们的城传。
But that in the temple in the city of Jerusalem itself was understood that's the place where God dwells.
他们认为就是在圣城，就是耶路撒城里面那个圣殿，就是神所在之处。
And imagine what it would be like to be a people who believed that the temple held the very presence of God and then it was gone away.
你可以想象，就当人们这以色列相信就是神就是住在那个殿中，突然这个圣殿被毁了。
Think of the centrality of the temple.
想想这个圣殿。
If you wanted to speak to God, you went to the temple.
如果你要与神说话的话，你必须到圣殿。
If you were going to worship God, you went to the temple.
你要敬拜神，你就到圣殿。
If you were going to repent of sin, you would go to the temple.
你要认罪悔改，你到圣殿。
If you were making offering or sacrifice, you would go to the temple.
你要献祭，你到圣殿。
If you were celebrating the holidays and remembering the great things that God had done, you went to the temple.
如果要庆祝一切的节期，包括回想纪念神的所作所为的时候，你要到圣殿。
So imagine a group of people now who no longer had the temple, no longer living in Israel, and asking the question, how do we communicate with God?
So you can imagine these people, 老百姓们，他们没有圣殿了，然后他们就会问一个问题，我们怎么样跟神能够再交通呢？
They must have felt that their lives, as far as being God's people, was over.
他们一定觉得就是身为所谓神的选民，这一项的已经是没有了，已经消失了。
And that their circumstances were hopeless.
然后他们当下的处境是绝望的，无望的。
This is the setting in which our text takes place.
这就是我们今天经文的一些背景。
This morning, I wanted to entitle my message, Can Dry Bones Live?
今天我的信息，我的题目就是，枯骨能够再复生吗？再复活吗？
But my fear was that someone would interpret that title and say, well, Dr. Proud believes that Chinese Community Church of Southern Orange County is a bag of dry bones.
Okay. 但是我又有点担心啊，大家会说，哦，这个 Pastor Proud 说我们这个南城建华人基金会就是一片枯骨呢，一片白骨呢。
And that wouldn't be true, nor would it be very encouraging for this morning.
当然不是对的，然后会如果是这样的话，就对大家一点勉励性都没有了。
However, for most of us, we understand that the difference between living a vibrant life for the Lord or just working in ministry can sometimes seem like a very narrow edge, a very slight, I was going to say a razor's edge.
Yeah. 但是我们要分别出来，就是只是如果是侍奉主，只是侍奉主，或者是过一个非常有生命的一个生命的话，中间的分别往往很可能就是一线之差。
But living a vibrant Christian life, experiencing the joy of God is so much more than just serving or working for Him.
过一个火热的、活泼的一个基督徒生活、生命。跟一个只是为了侍奉而侍奉的一个生命是大不相同的。
It's about walking with Him. It's about understanding that all that we are in Christ is drawn from that relationship that we have as we draw close to Him.
这是完全就在于就是我们能够与他同行，然后与神的关系是一种亲密的关系，然后我们一切的东西都是从这个关系里面汲取出来。
And I think this text draws for us this contrast of reality between what does it mean just to have what God promised to us and what does it mean to live in relationship with Him.
So, we today from this 一段经文看到说什么叫做只是说汲取神的应许跟与他同行跟他同工有什么分别呢?
So, I want us to look at four truths for impactful living from our text for this morning. And so you should have your outline and we'll fill in some of those blanks as we move along.
好，所以我们今天就讲了有关做一个有影响力的生命的一个四个真理。
Don't we all want to live impactful Christian lives?
我们每个都希望有一个做一个有生命力有影响力的基督徒的生活。
You can either say yes or nod your head. That's okay.
你可以说是或者是点点头都可以哈。
That
表示一下，表示一下。
Because I can see you breathing, but this way I know that you're still with me.
我知道大家都有在呼吸，都还活着哈。但是你如果有所表示的话，我知道大家心里的意思哈，有有反应哈。
So let's walk through our text together. I want you to look at the first point.
好，我们看了第一项。
Sometimes.Things seem hopeless in life.
有的时候这个情况好像是一片这个非常的无望。
I want you to look with me at the text again and look at the first two verses of the text.
好，大家来看一下以西结记三十七章，我们看到第一跟第二节，再看一下好吗？
The description of the text as the Lord moves upon Ezekiel and shows him this valley of dry bones is an ancient battlefield.
神的灵把这个以西结带到一个地方，一个平原，是一个古老的战场。
And in fact, where the soldiers have fought and died, their bodies laid right where they had fallen.
然后这些士兵们因为打仗而失丧生命的话，就在他们的身体就保留在原来的地方。
But not only had their bodies fallen right where they died, but over the course of times, their bodies decomposed, and the animals may have just drugged the bones and scattered them all over the place.
所以这些尸体就是保持在原来的位置，然后还有一些野兽很可能来把他们的尸体的肉都吃掉了以后，就剩下一片白骨。
But if that's not a bleak enough picture, it is that the text gives us an even greater picture of how very desperate the situation was.
如果这个图片你认为还不凄惨的话，我们看一下经文，他说描写的是一个更凄惨、更可怕的一个图画。
I'm not sure how this translates in the Chinese text, but in the English text, in verse 2, there are two words that define just how hopeless and how far away from life this picture is.
中文的第二节有一个字，有一个非常重要的关键的字眼来形容这个情况。
There's a Hebrew word that's translated as very or exceedingly two times in verse 2.
在第二节用了一个希伯来字，它的意思就是极多或者是极大的意思。
And so notice how the description is of this battle scene. It is that there are very many bones, that is, there's an exceeding number of bones, almost beyond ability to count, and there is an and they are exceedingly dry.
So 在这个古老的战场，在这个一片的白骨之中，我们这边圣经用了一个字眼形容，就是甚多白骨，平原的河谷甚多，而且极其孤堪。这两个极其跟甚多是同样一个字眼，希伯来字。
Now there are times when Scripture gives us great detail in order to draw attention to something that it's trying to teach us.
有这种圣经，它会用一些比较详细的描写来吸引我们的注意力。
In this case, it is to get the listeners, the audience's attention as the text goes on.
在这里就是要让我们能够读到这个经文的时候，我们能够有很大的注意力。
Sometimes when we're facing overwhelming circumstances, a story of even greater despair causes us to stop and listen.
就是说当我们人生遇一些很困难的事情，但是当我们听到一个比我们的困难更困难的事情的故事的时候，我们就会停下来，会聆听。
So think about this. If you were losing your job, you are not necessarily encouraged by someone who comes up to you and says, you know, one time when I was in college, I flunked a test.
Okay. So 当你已经失业了，然后有个人跑来想要安慰你，跟你讲这个故事，说，哎呀，想当年我在考试的时候，我当了一科。你觉得这样的话对那个失业人有帮助吗？有鼓励吗？
Because flunking a test in college is so much lesser degree than losing your livelihood.
因为你当了一科，跟你没有失业、没有工作是完全不能相比的。
But imagine how encouraged you would be if you're losing your job and a widow comes to you who just lost her husband because of cancer and says, I'm praying for you.
但是如果是有一个姐妹，如果她是刚刚失去了她的丈夫，然后她过来对你讲说，我为你祷告，
All of a sudden,
是完全不同的。
That has greater weight because this person is going through something that's so much more severe than what I'm going through and they're praying for me.
然后你的感受是完全不同，因为这一位妇女她经过的事情要远比我失业是一个更大的这个悲剧。
I share that because I want you to think about the Hebrew mind that's in exile. This picture of these very dry bones that are very many is a picture of greater despair than what Israel's going through as a people removed from their own country.
所以我希望大家能够把它跟以色列，我们刚刚讲的有关以色列被掳，然后失去国家、失去圣殿的这个事情，然后跟这个白骨的事情能够相连起来，然后就看到这是一个白骨来说是一个更绝望的一个图画。
And this is to get the people of Israel, who are mourning from being taken from their land, to listen.
这是让那些已经是没有国家、没有家园的以色列人能够注意听。
I want you to look at the second point, the second truth for impactful living.
我们看到第二点。
It is that God's perspective is not always ours.
神的观点是跟我们是不同的。
After showing Ezekiel this valley of very dry bones that were very many, he asks Ezekiel this question, Son of man, can these bones live?
所以当神把以西结让以西结看到这一堆很大平原上的一些这个白骨的时候，神问了一个问题，他说，人子啊，这些骸骨能复活吗？
I believe this question serves several purposes.
我认为这个问题是有一些目的的。
The first is that it enhances the desperate nature of the setting.
第一个就是把这个情况能够加强，这个情况的无助的这个情况能够让它更加深、更加强。
Think about that you're looking at this valley of very dry bones that are scattered beyond count, and the question is asked, can these bones live? That would be a ridiculous question from human perspective.
你可以想象，当你面对一个满山满谷的一个白骨，一个古战场，然后你突然有人问一句说，哎，这些白骨还能够再复生吗？对人来说，这是一个非常荒谬的一个问题。
I'm guessing Ezekiel never even thought about life coming back to these bones as he's looking at this picture.
我相信以西结在那个时刻以前，从来没有想到这白骨还能够复生，还能够复活。
I almost imagine Ezekiel saying, well, that's crazy. We couldn't even put all of these bones back together to make them look like human skeletons.
呀，以西结一直在心里想，哎呀，怎么可能呢？即使要把这些骨头都给它组合起来，成为完一个人的样子，都不可能。那怎么能复生呢？那复活呢？
I think there's a second reason for this question.
然后神问这个问题还有第二个目的。
I think it challenges Ezekiel to consider what God can and cannot do.
因为这个问题就是让以西结然后挑战他再去深思，说神能做什么，神不能做什么。
Notice what Ezekiel did not say in the text after God asked him this question.
我们注意到这个以西结在这个回答神的这个问题的时候，他并没有真正的回答。
So Ezekiel doesn't say yes, which gives us this perspective that's a stretch of his faith to imagine that even God could do something like that.
所以我们注意以西结没有说是，因为他如果说是的话，表示他的信心是要经过一番挣扎，然后经过一番 很大的一个伸展，才能够回答说是。
But notice that Ezekiel doesn't say no either, because that would have closed off the possibility that God could actually do what he's just suggested.
那我们注意到以西结也没有说不是，因为这表示说他把神的能完全的否认了神的作为。
And so Ezekiel's response is, O Lord, God, you know.
所以他回答就说，神啊，你是知道的。
But I believe that this sets a great anticipation for Ezekiel, because he would have never considered the possibility that these bones could live before, but now something has changed in Ezekiel's thinking.
这个问题的话就我觉得是激励以西结一个很大的一个期盼，就是说在此以前他从来没有想到说白骨还能够复生，还能够复活。
So I want you to stay with me. We're moving along in this text.
好，大家跟着我吧。
I want you to look at the third truth of impactful living.
第三个真相。
It is that the Lord has a plan.
那就是神他有计划。
So all A, B, and C were not supposed to come up together. So you just imagine like they're not up there, and you're just anticipating what those blanks are going to be.
Okay. So 那个 A, B, C 不应该一下就跑出来哈，大家就装着没看到，好不好 ？Okay, 有看没看 ？Okay, 好。
But the Lord has a plan. Isn't that a great hope for God's people?
对神的子民来说，神有一个计划，对我们来是多么兴奋的一件事情。
Here's a truth that I like to communicate over and over again.
我这一点我要一直的重复。
No matter what we're facing, no matter what's going on in our world, God is never in heaven wringing his hands and wondering, what am I going to do next?
不管这个世界变成一个什么状态，不管遭遇什么事情，我们在神永远不是在天上坐在那边，然后就在这边好像很无助的说，哎呀，我要做什么，我要做什么。
God always has a plan, and he's always working his plan out.To his purpose.
神永远是有一个计划，而且他的计划永远是照他的旨意来实行的。
And in this text, in these verses, verses 4 through 10, we see this picture of God's plan unfolding.
所以在第四到第十节，我们看到神的计划展现在我们的眼前。
So the first part of that God's plan is that God's plan was to be known.
第一样就是神要把他的计划告诉我们。
Now know this, I'm not saying that God wanted his plan to be revealed, it is that God's plan was that his people would know him.
所以神并不是只是说把他的计划能够 展露出来，他主要是让他的百姓能够认识他。
I want you to look at verse 6 again.
我们再看一下第六节。
It says,I will put sinew on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put my breath in you that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，又将皮遮蔽你们，使气息进入你们里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
Because verse 6 is still in the context of the prophecy,This word, this knowledge is not for Ezekiel, but for the bones.
So, 我们第六节还是讲到这个预言的事情，所以这里不是针对以西结，这里讲的还是这个白骨要复生的这件事情。
As we understand the bones to be God's people, it is that God is speaking to his people, I'm going to do these things for you so that you will know I am the Lord.
这里白骨代表就是以色列的百姓, 所以这里说白骨要复生, 就是说神要他的百姓知道他, 认识他。
The second thing about the plan is that God's plan was complete.
第二样就是神的计划是完备的。
In verses 7 through 10, Ezekiel is told to prophesy two separate times to the bones.
所以在这里, 以西结, 神要以西结预言两次。
The first time he prophesies to the bones that they would gather together. The bones would come together, the sinews would come on the bones, the flesh would come on the sinew, and skin would come on the flesh.
第一个神要他去做的预言就是说, 他的那个筋跟肉跟皮都会长上, 然后骨跟骨会连接。
So what we have this picture of is these are inanimate bodies, but they are not yet alive.
所以我们知道这些身体好像都组合完了, 有肉有皮有骨等等, 都弄得很好, 但是还是一个没有生命的。
The second prophecy is seen for us in verse 10, where the Lord commands then that the breath would come into these bodies and they would come alive.
所以在第十节的时候讲到就是神的气息要进入这个骸骨，然后这些骸骨就复活了。
And here's what verse 10 tells us. They came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. There's that word again, very exceedingly great army, without number.
这里讲的气息进入了这个骸骨，然后骸骨变活了，并且站起来成为，同样那个字眼哈，极大的军队。
This mirrors for us the creation in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
所以我们看到在创世纪第二章第七节，看到一个神在造人的时候，是一个同样的景象。
Where it says that God formed the body, God formed Adam's body, but then he breathed into him life.
所以神用尘土造的亚当的身体，然后他将他的气息，就他的灵呼到他的里面。Here's
why I think that's important.
我认为这点非常重要。Because
activity is not equal to obedience.
我觉得活动并不代表顺服。I
think I've said this when I was here before, but God did not hire us to work for him. He called us to walk in relationship with him.
神并不是呼召我们出来是怎么样，是当把我们当成雇工，一个工人的关系。神呼召我们是要与他同工，然后与他建立一个非常美好的关系。There
are times when we have a tendency to trade relationship for activity.
有些时候我们常常把用关系来代换成工作，就是很忙，很多事工。
If we were to look at Revelation chapter 2 and the church at Ephesus, we'd find this description of a church that was very busy. But what was the Lord's condemnation of the church? His rebuke.
但是神对他们的批评是什么呢?
He said, you've got all these things going on, but you've left your first love.
Yeah, 不错, 你很忙, 做了很多事情, 但是你怎么样, 丢掉了你处, 起初的爱心。
You're doing all this work, but you've forgotten about the love relationship with me.
你做了很多很多事工, 但是你把那个起初与我那个爱的关系已经丢失了。
There's a danger for us to do activity and think that we're living this impactful Christian life and doing it outside of that relationship with the Lord.
所以我们身为基督徒有一个很大的危机，就是我们做了很多的事情，然后把那个与神的关系反而给忽略掉了。
The final piece that we see in God's plan is that God's plan included partnership.
好，第三，number C就是神的计划包括与我们的同工。
Here's what I mean by that.
我是这样子认为的。
When you look at this text, there's nothing here that God could not have done all by himself to reveal that to his people.
所以你看到这边讲的这一切东西，这些事情，没有一件事是神不能够他独自完成的。
But it seems that outside of that creation, the initial creation act, God has worked through his people to accomplish his purposes.
除了在创世纪纪刚刚开始神神在造人以外
he wait、
okay. 从此他的所有的事工都是要与人同工要包括人在里面
God used Ezekiel's prophecy as the catalytic moment to bring the bones together and again the catalytic moment to bring breath into the bodies
说神要以希节去预言说那个预言然后呢就把那个骨头通通的组合完然后呢又能够把那个气息吹到骨头让他们能够重新 复生
And why did the Lord do that?
神为什么要这样做?
Because he wants his people involved in his activity, in his mission, in his ministry.
因为他要他的人与他同工在他的侍奉上与他同工
And so he commanded his servant to prophesy and when his servant prophesied is when things happened.
所以他要他的仆人去预言，当他的仆人遵命预言的时候，事情就成就。
God desires to use all of us.
神要用我们所有的人。
There's no insignificant person in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里没有所谓的那个小人物。
We look into the mirror and we see that same face we've seen all of our lives.
我们在镜子里看我们这个我们看了一辈子这张脸。
And I don't know about you, but when I look in that mirror, I think, well, that person's not amazing, or that person doesn't have great skills, or that person's not anything special.
我不晓得你，但是我看着镜子，自己觉得是，哎呀，好像也没什么，没有什么特别的才干，也没什么了不起的地方。
But that, I don't think that's what God sees.
但是那个不是神看到的。
God sees a child of his that he longs to partner together with who longs to use for his glory.
神看到是他的儿女，他看到的是一个他很极希望能够与他同工一起做事的人。
And I don't know about how that sounds to you, but that's encouraging to me.
我不晓得各位觉得怎么样，对我来说是一个非常大的激励。
And it's not that I've said, Lord, you can't accomplish these things without me. It is that God has said, I want to use you to accomplish these things.
不是说神说哎呀没有你的我做不了了，而是神说我要你参与到我的工作里面。
So let's look at the fourth.
我们看到
truth for
impactful living. 第四点的真相。
God's purpose continues.
神的目的是一直在进行当中。
In verses 11 through 14, God unpacks his interpretation of the things that he's just done.
所以十一到十四，所以神把他刚刚这个枯骨的景象做一番解释。
It is in these verses he tells us that the dry scattered bones of the valley were the people of Israel.
刚才在平原里面这些白骨所代表就是以色列的人民。
These people felt that their lives, that they were dry, perished bones, that they were in the grave, and that hope was gone.
然后这些百姓就说：“我们就像白骨，我们是在坟墓里面，我们一切的希望都已经消失了。”
And then it tells us that the Lord promises his people that though you may feel like dry bones in the grave, I'm going to bring you together, and I'm going to put sinew and flesh on you.
然后神对他的百姓就说：“虽然你是觉得自己是无望在坟墓中，但是我把你从坟墓里面这个拿出来，然后把。”筋把肉把皮再加到你的身上。
But it's in verse 14 that we see the key where life comes back again to these people.
Okay, 第十四节是最重要的。
In verse 14 he says, I will put my spirit within you and you will come to life and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord.
第十四节非常重要的关键字眼。我必将我的灵放在你们里头，你们就要活了。我将你们安置在本地，你们就知道我是耶和华，如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
It is here that we see this conclusion of what God's doing for his people, but he's putting his spirit into them.
我们看到这里一个结论，神在他百姓的作为里面，最重要的是把他的灵放在他们里面。
In Hebrew, the word spirit and the word breath is the same word.
所以在希伯来文说这个呼气跟这个灵是同样一个字眼。
For our understanding, it is that God is working in relationship, that the spirit is leading and guiding us, and that we must live surrendered to him if we're going to live impactful Christian lives.
所以我们身为基督徒必须明白神的灵是带领我们，然后他一直在希望与我们有一个非常亲密非常美好的关系。
So in the song that we sang just before Pastor read the text.
Okay. Pastor wrote the text.
Pastor read our scripture.
神要给我们开道路那条歌。
It talked about that in the wilderness, he will guide me.
讲到说在旷野里面他会引导我。
And in the desert, he'll bring me by rivers.
在沙漠中他把我带到一个溪水边。
That the hopeless situation of this text reveals, or the hopeless situation described in the valley, is not God's final word.
所以在这里所形容的在平原里这一片绝望的白骨的景象，不是神最后的言语。
But his final word is, I'm going to put my spirit in you, and I'm going to lead you, and I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to be your God, and you will know me, and I will know you.
神最后的话是说，我要把我的灵放在你们，你们就要活了。然后我要带领你们，你们要追随我。
And in that we live the impactful Christian life.
这就是让我们做一个美好的基督徒的生活。
Let me pray.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your truth.
感谢神，让我们知道你的真理。
Thank you that no matter what difficult circumstance that we face, we know, Lord, that you are with us and that you guide us.
不管我们遇到如何的困难，我们知道主与我们同在，你在引领我们。
And that what you called us to, Lord, is to live in relationship with you.
你呼召我们是要我们与你有一个亲密的关系。
That when we think of the great things that you accomplished through Moses, we know it wasn't Moses who did those things, it was you who did them.
所以当我们回顾摩西所做的一些事情，我们知道不是摩西的所作所为，而是你透过摩西的所作所为。
And as an example, Father, you showed us what you could do through Ezekiel. He didn't bring those bones to life. You did that.
我们看到以西结先生也同样的，他没有把让这些枯骨能够复生，而是你做的。
And so what you call us to is to live in relationship and surrender to you and allow you to work through us.
所以你要我们就是与你有一个非常好的关系，然后透过我们你能够完成你的计划。
Therefore, Father, we pray that you will use us, but that you will draw us close to you, that we may live lives that have meaning and purpose for your kingdom.
然后神求你能够吸引我们，让我们与你接近，然后能够透过我们，然后我们可以活一个非常有意义的人生。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样感谢祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。 Amen.